Blog Talk Radio.
Baba Jahi, and I'll be bringing up our host in a little bit here, but I want to do let's go over a few things real quick here. Hey, we want to thank the 27,335 overall listeners who have listened to a show here on Home Base Business 101, and you know, we got some special numbers this month. I mean, wow, I mean, people really been tuning in. The two shows we did so far this month, terms of the New Yorker, over 840 people have listened to those two shows alone. And for the overall month numbers, we have up to 2,136 people have listened to shows here on Home Base Business 101 for the month of January. And the month is not even over yet. And this has been our most listens in one month. But prior to that, you know, the most we ever had in one month was 1,800 people listening in 1 month. So, I mean, we're going to set some tremendous numbers this month because we still got a week to go of broadcasting, and we've had 2,136 of you have chosen to stop by here and listen to a show on Home Base Business 101. This truly is listener-supported radio, and we want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to chime in and see what it is that we're offering to the listening audience out here in cyber radio land. Well, you know, Sunday night is our show with our special host from out of New York City, Ms. Gail Walker, who, hey, is a native New Yorker, and, you know, it's kind of chilly up in New York tonight. And, you know, I know a lot of people in New York is tuning in to that game, the AFC Championship game with Pittsburgh and the Jets. And Jets are going to have to do some coming back to be able to pull that one out. And so, you know, hey, we'll be praying for them doing this broadcast, especially for all you New York fans. And hope that, you know, they are able to succeed in their quest to make it to the Super Bowl. Well, as I said, you know, it's kind of cold up there in New York, and I'm going to bring Gail on, and she's going to update us about the weather and some things that people can do to help prepare themselves, especially since a lot of people are catching colds and all kind of other stuff. So good evening, Gail. Are you out there?
Good evening, everyone, from chilly, no, let's say freezing cold, New York City. Yes, it's been a cold one up here. I mean, it has been as low as 14, 13 degrees. Right now, we're hovering over at about 21 degrees, I believe. What was it? Oh, I'm sorry. My son corrected me and told me it is now 19 degrees and going down, unfortunately. But, yeah, this is the time where everybody is getting sick in the offices and everything. Not fun at all. And how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You know, I was 43 earlier, and right now the temperature has dropped to 27. We're supposed to hit 40-something tomorrow and 52 on Tuesday. So.
Oh, no, I'm jealous. I'm sorry. I'm jealous. Oh, my gosh, that's beach weather compared to what we've been having. But nonetheless, we still got a lot more winter to get through.
All right, all right. Now, for people out there that are fighting colds and other kind of stuff like that, you know, what you know, through our company, I know we're doing a Zam Fest right now, which people can tune in by going to www.zamzootv.com. And learn about some of the health and wellness tips that the company is offering. But I'm pretty sure you have some firsthand information about some of the items that people can benefit from that we offer our free e-commerce site that we give away to people. So update us with those people out there that's, you know, sniffling, coughing, and doing everything else that sort of, you know, got them kind of down right now. What's some of the remedies that you recommend or some of the items that they could use from off our site that could help them during this time of the year?
Oh, well, let me tell you, that is absolutely true. I could give you my own personal experience because let me tell you, in my office, everybody is sick or has been sick or coming back from being sick, and you sit in the office and you hear everybody is coughing and sneezing and has stuffy nose, and it's just, oh, it's terrible. But what I have done, myself personally, I went out and I bought, I had ordered for the beginning of the season, I had ordered the Aloe Sea Defense from Nutraceutics. And I'm telling you, I take that and I put it right on my desk. It's little this. This just like the Alka-Seltzer type of thing, as effervescent tablets, and I take that, and I every morning, or at least twice during the day, I drink two of those during the day, and I put it in my alkaline, my pH perfect alkaline water, because you know the microclusters in the alkaline water helps your cells to absorb. All the nutrients and whatever medication that you may be taking. So far, so good. And I am one that I am prone to getting bronchitis. And, you know, once I hear somebody coughing, I get scared because it's easy for me. My immune system really isn't all that great when it comes to upper respiratory problems. And last year I was out. On two different occasions, I was out 1 week twice last year with bronchitis. So, so far, I've made it through almost to the end of January, and thank God I haven't gotten sick. And I believe that's because I've been religiously taking the Aloe Sea Defense that we can get through Nutraceutics. And that's my testimony personally and what I recommend. I also recommend to anybody, we have the vitamins. The antioxidants and vitamins that we sell also on Samsung that is, you know, that is good. The Z Life, I haven't tried that yet, but I understand that's supposed to be very good.
Okay, okay. And, again, people, you know, you can take advantage of that through, as I said again, you know, we give out a free e-commerce site, and you can email us at the New Yorker at movementsunlimited.com, and we'll make sure that, you know, you get a chance to sign up and get one of those free gifts. And anyone that emails us, we also have an extra throw-in bonus that we'll be able to give you a certificate to restaurant.com. So you don't have to be in the New York area to take advantage of this. But the email address, again, is the New Yorker at movementsunlimited.com. That's MOVEMENTSUNLIMITED. And if you email us, we'll make sure that you get a free e-commerce site. And along with that, a gift that Gail would have for you is a gift from restaurant.com, where you can use that at restaurants. And I'll let her tell you a little bit more about restaurant.com and some of the, you know, the perks that go with having a restaurant.com certificate.
Oh, yeah, restaurant.com, that's definitely one of my favorite stores on the Zamzu site. Definitely one of my favorite stores, you know, because I like to go out to eat. I'll be quite honest. I love to go out to eat. And, you know, when anytime you can get a printout, a coupon for $25, a certificate for $25 to take it with you to a restaurant and use it as cash, that's a good thing, and that's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so many of those restaurants on restaurant.com. I mean, it's great. I've never had a problem with a restaurant refusing a certificate or anything. I think it's one of the best kept secrets out there.
Okay. People, that email address is the New Yorker at movementsunlimited.com. And you know, email us and we'll give you the hookup so that you can cash in and, you know, get some of the wellness and health items off of our site. And tell them a little bit more, Gail, about, you know, besides being able to get the products, what's the benefits of a person having the free site and being what we call a free agent?
One of the benefits is just being able, if you're a discount shopper or you're the type, or you're a mother, you know, a parent, and you have children, you have a family. I mean, the benefit of just being able to sit down at your leisure and be able to shop and have even ordinary things like diapers and formula and health and beauty aids like deodorant and toothpaste delivered to your door. I mean, that is so advantageous, you know, especially with this type of cold weather. You know, if you need to pack up the kids to go shopping to the supermarket, or you got to, who has the time when you're working full time like that, you know? So that's one advantage. Another big advantage for having the website is, having the business itself, is the tax advantage. That's a big, big advantage as well.
Okay, and you had an incident that you know, that sort of speaks to that tax advantage in terms of and do the people get, when they use the site, do they earn money, or how does that work before we go into the tax advantage?
Oh, when you use the website, yes, definitely. When we use our website, first of all, there's two things. You get, and whatever store you shop on, all the stores, they offer a percentage of cash back. Another word for using that is rebate. Remember when rebates used to be really, really, really big? You know, you save up all of these what do you call those things that they scan, you know, in the supermarket. You had to save a bunch of them, and you would mail it in, and then they'll send you a check back, you know. Well, this is, it's gone, rebate gone electronics, because all you have to do is just shop at the site through Zamzoo. You're registered for your shopping. Your address is already there, and the company mails you back a rebate check for, you know, the items that you have purchased. Then, also, we get 30% of the vendor commission. Now, that is great because, you know, the reason why we have the website Zamzoo, and there's other similar websites out there that are not as good as ours, is because, you know, these vendors, these stores, all of them, Macy's and Kohl's and Best Buy and Walmart, they are looking for customers. They're trying to find a way to drive customers to them. So what they do is they pay various companies to, you know, to drive customers to their online site. Now, in most cases, the customer never sees that commission. But in Zamzoo, we get 30% of the commission that those stores are using to drive the customer to them. We're getting 30% of that commission, and that's a great thing. So, and that really adds up, because I tell you, when I've been getting my checks from my Christmas shopping, and I am a very happy sister when I see one of those checks in my mailbox. Let me tell you, it's a good thing.
All right. So the question to ask yourself out there, people, is, one, do you shop online? And two, if you do, does the site that you use give you cash back and 30% of the vendor commission? And if it doesn't, hey, again, I just put the email address up in the chat room. Email us at thenewyorker@movementsunlimited.com, and we will make sure that you get access to be able to get a free site and also a restaurant.com certificate. Now, you were saying something about tax benefits, and you had an experience that I saw you were sharing with some people earlier today in terms of Facebook, you know, related around that issue of tax benefits. So would you care to share that with the listening audience?
Oh, sure. You know, I was talking to one of my friends. We hadn't spoken for a while, and we were just catching up on, you know, old times. And she mentioned to me, she said she had just come from a tax preparer, and her tax preparer had told her that, said, listen, you need to have a good home-based business. Now, she had looked into another company, and she really wasn't too thrilled about it. So we're on the phone. She said, tell me about this Zamzoo thing you're doing. So I proceeded to tell her. And she was saying, you know, because she needs, her tax preparer had told her, you know, she has no dependents anymore, and I'm in the same category. All of my children are grown now. They're young adults, and her children are young adults. So, you know, we don't have any dependents. I mean, you know, what do you have to claim? So you need something to claim. And a home-based business is the best thing to use for tax purposes. And that's what her CPA said. That is her homework. That's what she needs to do, is find herself a good home-based business so she don't have to be paying the IRS all of this money.
All right. Hey, yeah, and that is so true. I mean, one of the things that I do is I do taxes, and I was working on a person's taxes earlier today who came into our company before the end of the year so that they could take advantage of the tax break. And through the process of doing their taxes, I was able to come up with a legitimate and legal close to $13,000 worth of business deductions for them.
Wow.
And some of those business deductions for our listening audience out there is such things as your mileage on your vehicle. This year, the IRS is giving you 50 cents per mile. So if you put like 15,000 miles on your car, and out of that 15,000, say half of them was for business purposes, like 7,500. Well, at 50 cents a mile, that's I think like $3,750 that you have as a tax deduction for your vehicle. Some of the other tax deductions that are pretty standard with home-based businesses is you also, there's a form called Form 8829, which is called Business Use of Home. And if you rent, or, see, some people get confused and think, well, you got to own your home. Well, if you're buying or renting, you can still use that form. They have blocks on there for people that are renting, and they have blocks on there for people that are buying with their mortgage interest and their real estate taxes and all of those, in which they can add up to some nice, hefty deductions. And then if you're in our particular industry in terms of home-based business, then also because we have a travel component to what we do, then your travel can be 100% deductible when you do it right. And, you know, we do a tax workshop that goes over with information with people on how to do it right and get those deductions. One other last note I want to share.
Can I ask you one thing? Does that mean that if, let's say, you have a home-based business and you were traveling to the convention or you're traveling to one of the regional meetings that they give, are you saying that the money that I use to drive there or fly there or take the train there or book a hotel there, that's tax deductible?
That whole trip is tax deductible. Your convention fees, your hotel fees, your cost for getting there, your meals. And let's say while you're there, because you're out of town and you're not home and you need to get some clothes dry cleaned, because maybe there's an event, a social event or something they're having during the time that you're at convention, and you find one of them 24-hour dry cleaners when you get to town and you need something to be clean. Well, that bill is also totally tax deductible also.
And we have been missing out on all this time if we didn't have a home-based business. Wow.
Yeah. And, again, for some of our people out there in the listening audience, whether you are involved in our home-based business or, you might have a home-based business and don't realize you have a home-based business. I talked to a gentleman the other day who works, and he cuts grass for people, during that time of the year when, people's lawns and grass and stuff is growing. He has a regular job, but his cutting grass, I told him, that's not a hobby. You charge people a fee. It's a home-based business. It's a landscaping business. You operate out of your home. You have to put gasoline in the mower. You have to put it in your truck. You drive to your sites to cut the grass. That's money for your gasoline to get there. You I'm pretty sure you advertise some kind of way, a word of mouth or flyers or something to let people know that you can cut their grass and all of the things that you would do. So a lot of times people have a home based business but don't see it in those terms in that light, and so you're still leaving money on the table. Now you can't write off as many things as you could write off with our particular home-based business, but the bottom line is you still have a home-based business, which is one of the greatest tax shelters in this country. And there's a great book called How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time by Sandy Bakken, former IRS attorney.
Oh, he's phenomenal. He's phenomenal.
Yes. And for people that want more information on that, if they listen to the show that I did this morning, they can get more information. So just go to and click that link. And as we get ready to wind down, hey, what's happening up on Broadway right now as we get down to our last few minutes of segment that we have here?
Well, we have a lot of stuff happening on Broadway, but what got my attention this week, Disney on Ice is having a show down at Madison Square Garden. It's one of the Disney on Ice productions, and this one is focusing on the princesses, and all the various Disney themed films, and that's always really nice to see. So that's something that's really happening, and of course, it's available in our tickets now. Store that's on Zamzoo, you know, if there's particular seats that you were looking for and you went to your regular Ticketmaster and it was sold out, you can always go check tickets now and see that and see if you can get the seats that you were looking for.
Yeah, you got that going on. And then coming up in, I believe it's March, Janet Jackson's going to be up there in New York, right?
Oh, I didn't even, you know what, I'm not even so that far up, but you know what, I got to look into that. That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed one of our colleagues, Mr. Derek Williams, was posting Janet Jackson's show on his Facebook page. And, you know, and then I shared that also with some people because down in a little further south, people I know down in the Washington, D.C. area, she's coming down there too. But she goes on tour, I believe it started March the 4th and runs all the way through April something. And Radio City, what's that? Radio City Music Hall or something?
Radio City Music Hall, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's where she's going to be performing at in New York. So people can also go on the Ticket Now site and get Janet Jackson tickets. And for those that, you know, that are into that. So, hey, you know, like, again, I know there's always something going on in New York, even with the cold snow and ice, huh?
That's it. There's always something happening in the Big Apple, the city that never sleeps.
All right, all right. And to all those Jets fans out there, hey, you know, hopefully next year they can do better. We see the final scores,
yeah.
Pittsburgh 24-19. And
yeah.
They put up a good fight, but they left Pittsburgh get too much of a lead.
That's
and
right.
It's hard to come back on them Steelers. I mean, you got to give, you know, hats off, you know, to them also because they took out my team last week, the Baltimore Ravens. They wounded the bird.
Yeah. Well, I have to, I don't know if Doug Bocknight is listening, but I'm going to have to eat crow because he's a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
All right.
But anyway, so next time we'll be. But they put up a good fight. But yeah, they fell asleep during that first half. They didn't wake up until the second half. But by that time, it was too little, too late. So.
Yeah. And as we're winding down, we're running close to the end of our segment of this week's edition of the New Yorker. And give your blog out again, Gail, and any last closing comments you'd like to share with people before I close us out with our theme song.
Okay. Well, my blog, where I post a lot of interesting information and the latest what I'm up to, my blog is myzamzubiz.blogspot.com. And, you know, you can go there and read. I have a lot of entries in there, and I'll be putting something new, some other information. And just want to remind everybody, don't forget ZamFest that's going on. They're highlighting a lot of the stores in our Zam Zoo. A lot of the Diet Weight Watchers has a promotion going on. You can join online and join online and without paying that $29.95 sign up fee, which is really good. You can get $5 back if you get the monthly subscription to Weight Watchers. By the way, my announcement, I joined Weight Watchers. I got to do it for 2011, got to get in shape. So my list is putting you on point. Yeah, you can call me out and make sure I'm staying on track.
All right.
I got to be on track. And so just go check your ZamZoo. If you go to the your ZamZoo free site, if you put ZamFest in the search engine, it will come up with all of the health and wellness stores that are offering really, really good offers. And there's a bunch of them, even cigarettes. That's one that, you know, people need to stop smoking. We even have one up there for cigarettes, so that'll be for those who need to stop smoking. So that's about it for me.
All right. Hey, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to this edition of The New Yorker, and definitely check out Gail's blog, myzamzoobiz.blogspot.com. I see that, and I look at my reports, over 153 of you have gone to that site. And we're going to close out with our theme song, New Yorker. And God bless y'all until next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.